Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping into the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, and I am your host as well as chief encourager and author. And there's a reason that I created and host this podcast. It's simply for you. I was in your shoes. And for those who don't know, I want to give you a little quick background as to how we got here and why we're here. In short, I'm a former sports entertainment publicist turned traditionally published author and now your podcast host. When I worked at the NBA, known as the National Basketball Association as well, I had a front row seat to all things spectacular in entertainment. I managed everything from red carpets to work in the playoffs, but somewhere in between, I started to wonder, what's next? After doing some serious personal development work and eventually quitting, I was determined to get my first manuscript traditionally published. With no prior experience, within 4 months, I had a deal in hand with Simon & Schuster to publish my debut book. After making a split decision, I drug all of my belongings down the stoop of my fourth floor building in Harlem for a stoop sale to help finance a one-way ticket to London. Exactly 11 months later, my first book, Preseason Love, was released nationwide, and I'd had the experience of a lifetime living in hostels in London, rooming with complete strangers in shady council housing flats, getting lost among the canals of Venice, and trying to avoid capture by the Royal Palace Guards in Morocco. That was the start of my journey to a drastically different life, my own switch, pivot, or quit. I hope this show serves as encouragement and inspiration for you, showing you what you can do when you block out the demands of who others think you should be and go for what truly feels good to you. Let me jump into this and just make this clear right away. This podcast may sound completely different from any others that you've listened to. And quite frankly, I'm cool with that. You know why? Because I'm not a trained host. That's not my thing. I'm trained at being me. That's my thing. So that is what I will offer you, and that is what I can give to you. And aside from chats with special guests, you will also hear my mouth running about things that I think are important or of value for you to know and engage in as you continue on your journey to greatness. With all of that out of the way, let's go ahead and get into it. Why are you here? You're probably here because you're feeling like you need to switch, pivot, or quit, which can apply realistically to many areas of our lives. But since most of us spend so much time at work, that's typically what triggers those emotions. That's typically what makes us feel like, oh, I just need more. Like, I don't know what more looks like. I don't know what else I want to do, but it's something and I'm getting restless and I'm feeling complacent. So typically it could be the switch. Let's talk about the switch. The switch normally entails you deciding that you want to completely switch to another corporate type of situation. That's how we define the switch over here. You're working in one area of business and you decide that you want to make a switch and you want to go to another area of business. Typically, it's more of a corporate type of thing, okay? And when I say corporate, that's obviously loose as well. Corporate, business, all the same thing for the purposes of our conversation. Pivot, maybe you need to take some classes. Maybe you need to brush up on some skills. You might not hate where you are. You might not hate the type of work that you're doing, but you feel like you might be able to benefit from a slight pivot and slightly moving in a different direction, maybe changing up some of the responsibilities that you have day to day for your day job. And that would be more like your pivot. You might be feeling like you need to mix it up with a nice little pivot, which is always a good thing. Or you could be at the point where you're like totally over it. You've checked all the boxes. You've done everything that you needed to do to get you to this point in your career, and you aren't feeling fulfilled, and you are feeling like you need to really mix it up and you need to quit. Maybe you're feeling like you need to quit because you've had a side hustle for years and it's working out really well for you and you want to do that full time now. Maybe you're feeling like you need to quit because another area of life, something else that you're passionate about, is really calling you and you want to quit to do that full time. It doesn't matter what your reasoning is. You are feeling like you need to switch, pivot, or quit. And that's why you're here. Before making the decision to drop into your headphones every other week, I posed the question to our social media and I asked, like, would you guys want a podcast? And there was like an overwhelming response of yes, 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 yes. We want this. We need this. So I decided to go ahead and make it happen, make it a reality. And if you don't know anything else about me, just know that I am a mover and I'm a doer. When something comes up, I usually don't sit on things. I just take action. I make it happen. And that's why I'm always telling the community to take action, make moves. You might make mistakes, but it's okay. You're trying. You're learning as you go. You're putting stuff out there. You're throwing things against the wall and seeing if it sticks. And that's really the only way that you are going to see progress. So anyway, I'll tell you what I wanted this podcast to be once I decided to go ahead and move forward with it and do it. I wanted this podcast to be what I would have wanted to listen to and sneak and listen to at work. And I wanted it to be, you know, people dropping gems of what I needed to hear at that time. And I always want this to be a place that's filled with encouragement because I want you to try and I want you to win. That's just it. Is that simple. I'm the person here to encourage you. I want our guests to inspire you, and I want you to try, and I want you to win. Let's touch on winning and success for a minute, because success looks different for each one of us, and that's one of the things that you, me, we all have to determine. What does success look like, feel like? What is it for you? Because there's so many visuals out there now of what we can determine is successful, but it's up to each individual. You have to decide what success looks like for you. And that's why it's important for you to get the knowledge that you need and expose yourself and grow so that you can really understand what you want. You know, and oftentimes, you know, we're talking about feeling stagnant and stuff earlier. And oftentimes when we're feeling stagnant in our day-to-day lives or uninspired by our day-to-day, we think the answer is to quit. That is just that simple. That's the space that we're all in right now, is we think the answer is just to quit. But usually that means quitting the current job that we have. And we think that if we quit the current job that we have, or the current 9-to-5 or day job, whatever you want to call it, we feel like life will be great, like all these people we see on social media. Wrong. Most times the problem is you. It's not the job. The job likely hasn't changed significantly, but maybe you have. And that's good, though. Growth is good. And that's why you need to sit down with yourself and determine what does success look like for you, because you might be a person that's reached a crazy high position in your career and you're still feeling uninspired and you're still feeling like you want more. So to everyone else on the outside, they're looking at you like, wow, you know, she's crazy successful. But to you, you're feeling like this is not enough. So that's why you have to go back and do the work and figure out what success really means for you. So, you know, if you're feeling some type of way in your life and if you don't know where to start, my best advice is to start with you. Get to really know yourself and understand yourself. And once you do that, it'll bring clarity to everything else. It'll help you to understand what moves you should make next, where you want to go next, what you want to do, what you want to venture into, because you'll understand what you like, what you dislike, what makes you who you are, what moves you, what you're passionate about. So that would be my advice for your starting point. Where do you start? With you. start really getting to know you. And funny enough, as easy as it sounds to start with you, that's really the hard work. That's really where you are putting in the most, where you are digging the deepest, and you are really, really trying to figure things out. Because most of us, we tend to think that when we are feeling unhappy or unfulfilled in our jobs, the answer is just to get another job or to switch up that situation. You know, the answer is to switch, pivot, or quit. But really, a lot of times, what will really bring us that happiness and that fulfillment is to dig deep and understand ourselves. And to start making those, working on ourselves, and to start making changes in our personal lives or our lifestyle. And as a result, then our professional lives will be impacted as well. Because once you start making changes in your personal life or in your person, you can't help but have ideas of what you want to do differently in your professional life. You can't help but see things with a clearer scope in your professional life. You can't help but have a desire to do more or be more or switch things up in your professional life. That's just the way it goes. And I'm speaking from experience. You know, when I was sitting at my day job and I was thinking, oh, another day, or in the mornings when I'd have to get up and go there and I'd just be dreading my walk to the train, because I lived in New York at the time, I'd be thinking like, how can I get out of this situation? What else can I do? And I used to live for weekends, and I'd live for nights and evenings where I could spend with my friends and do different things that I wanted to do, things that I really enjoyed. And one of the first things, without really knowing what I was doing, one of the first things that I decided to start doing to help myself was to explore what I liked, what I was interested in. Start reading books, start taking classes, things of that nature, to help me just expand my mind, to understand who I was and where my interests lie, and to give myself some exposure to what could potentially be next for me. So I was working on me. I wasn't sitting there working on my resume. I wasn't sitting there trying to figure out my pitch for a promotion or a pivot within the company. I was trying to work on me. I was trying to understand me. And that's what I want to offer to a lot of people too, is that, you know, a lot of times we think that our professional lives, everything starts and ends there, but really it starts with you. You're the person that has to get up and go to this job every day. So who are you? What do you want? What do you see for yourself? What makes you tick? That's where it starts. That's a good place to start. You've probably figured out by now that I'm here for you. But what I'm not here for is to tell you how to make money. I'm not here to tell you how to quit your job. And I'm certainly not here to sell you a dream. Trust me, there's enough people flooding the digital space promising you all of that and more. But this podcast is definitely going to encourage you on your journey of discovery. I'm here as your host, Ayana Angel, to provide you with conversations that will make you think, spark an idea, and be inspired. So enough of me chatting on about that. I think you get the message. And I just look forward to you sharing this journey with me. I look forward to the experience. I look forward to the wonderful conversations that I'm sure we'll have with all of our guests. I look forward to sharing, learning, growing with you. And until next time, keep killing it. As I mentioned, this podcast was created for you. So if you enjoy listening, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. That's what will help your girl out. You can also check out switchpivotorquit.com for even more personal and professional development resources, including the SPQ strategy sessions. Because as you know, and as you just heard, I know what it takes to get from where you are to where you want to be. And I can help you work through your ideas, blocks, and create plans.